We're going to talk some football right now, and not just football, but Jacksonville Jaguar football. I'm joined by a cornerback and a first-team All-Pro, a Pro Bowler, 63 tackles, 4 interceptions, 17 passes defense last season. He was a national champion and an All-American at Florida State, 5th pick overall in 2016. They open up their year against the Giants on September 9th. Jalen Ramsey is my guest. Jalen, it is great to have you on the show. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, man. What's up, man? We can keep talking about the Bulls if you want. I mean, they got me sad right now. You know, that's my team too. I'm from Nashville. That's my team. So they got me sad right now.
I hear you. I wish I could say that I picked them, but I did not. But I could see where you're coming from. That's a good team that had a great regular season. You know, I want to talk to you about hockey, but I got to talk to you. I got to get caught up first. You know, I know how locked in, how focused you are, but talk to me about your off season. How has that been going? What have you been up to?
My offseason has been going so far. I've been back home in Nashville, Tennessee most of the time. My dad, who's trained me all my life, really, he trains me still to this day. So I've been back home training with him, spending a lot of time with family and friends, going places here and there, taking a vacation here and there. Been back to Jacksonville, checking on my house there a couple times, and just been kind of living my best life, man.
Hey, man, that's the bottom line. I love that, living my best life. Now, when you arrived in Jacksonville, they weren't living their best life. In fact, they had not reached the playoffs since the 07 season. And then in your first season, the team won 3 games. But then you break out last year. You win 10 games. You get within a game of the Super Bowl. So what was the biggest thing that changed last season?
I think it just all started to come together, really. I don't think we can point to, you know, one or two specific things, but we got we finished getting the pieces that we needed in. You know, we started getting the pieces during my draft class on the defensive side of the ball. Then we finished out getting the pieces last year in free agency. And then the draft, we got a couple of offensive pieces to, you know, kind of mold the type of team we were going to be, a downfield running team with, you know, play action passes, a lot of managing, and then really led by the defense side of the ball, to winning games by the defense side of the ball. So we got those pieces in, and we all started to build that chemistry and bond, and it just, you know, things fell into place.
Jalen Ramsey joining us. You know, I think anytime I've got a great cornerback on the show, I like to pick their brains about how they go about their job, what their process is. So how would you describe the mentality and the attitude that it takes to be an elite cornerback in the NFL?
Man, the mentality is different than any other position, I feel like, because a cornerback is, or any defensive back, rather, is, me personally, I think it's the hardest job besides quarterback. You got to, you know, guard some of the best athletes on the field with the receivers. They're fast, they're big nowadays, they're quick. They can do really much do it all. If you get beat, everybody's going to know. It's not like, you know, maybe in the interior, if you lose a battle, and I mean, too many people will know. If you get beat for a touchdown, people are going to know that's on you, but you have to have a short memory. You have to be able to bounce back every play. It's just a mindset that you can't really describe. It's just something that you kind of have to have. Kind of have to have that fierce competitive nature, that swag about you. And I think I have all those attributes.
I think you do. I'm glad I asked the question because I know it takes a certain mentality, a different breed of cat, really, to play out there on the island. Now, some cornerbacks make every matchup with the receiver personal. Is that how you approach it? Is it personal like that? Or do you really not care who they put in front of you? It's just your job to shut that person down, whoever it is.
It's not really personal. It's just a job. Like, it's my job. So whoever's, I take my job seriously. So whoever's out there in front of me, I'm going to make sure that I do whatever I can to win my matchups and put my team in the best, position I can for them to win the game if it comes down to me and my matchup. So I guess you can say it's a little personal because I take my job very, very seriously. And I love it. So it is.
You know, in terms of you taking the job seriously, I think your head coach would speak to that too. Doug Marrone says that every week he can go up to you and ask you about the guy that you're playing against, and you'll give him a very long, detailed answer that covers everything about your opponent. So how much of what you do is about pure physical ability, and how much of that is about studying and the film work that you do?
You know, it's about 50-50. God just blessed me with the gift of being athletic and being able to play football well. So that's a gift. I did nothing for it. He just gave me that gift. And what I did, I just tried to develop that gift into a skill. I worked really hard, extremely hard, you know, so hard that's why I have the confidence that I do have. People think, you know, I just have it for certain reasons. People think I want to, you know, he's the best for whatever reason. He lucked up. No, it's not luck or anything. I was blessed, and I worked really, really hard on the field. If I'm working out, doing footwork, lifting weights, but also in the film room. Like, I know my plays very well. That's not even a worry in my mind, but not knowing my plays, I want to know the opponent's plays as well. So I'm studying film on tendencies and, you know, other players' favorite routes to run and quarterbacks' favorite routes to throw, offensive coordinator's favorite plays to run on certain downs. I'm just 100% locked in, laser focused on the task I have at hand.
Jalen Ramsey, my guest. I know a couple of things. Preparation does breed confidence, and game respects game. And to that point, I've noticed that you've been tweeting a lot about LeBron James during the playoffs. As one elite athlete and competitor looking at another, what do you think when you see him doing what he's doing right now?
Oh, my goodness. The longevity. I mean, he's not only been great throughout his entire career, in my opinion, the greatest basketball player to ever play the game, but he's also doing it like this is year 15. He's doing it in year 15 at the highest level that you can do it at. He should, in my opinion, he should be the MVP this year, but, you know, they might give it to James Harden or another guy who's also had good seasons. But, I mean, to be able to do this year and year and year and year over and over and over, when guys know what you have to offer, like, guys know what you're going to bring out there to the game every time, that they can't and still can't stop you. Like, that's greatness. When someone knows what you're going to do, but they still can't stop you. That's the ultimate confidence. But he knows how much hard work he puts in, how much investment he puts into his body. I mean, it's all paying off. So I'm not surprised at any of it at all. But yeah, it's just watching greatness. I love being able to go watch greatness in other sports, and I'm definitely a basketball fan, so I like going to watch basketball games as often as I can.
Jalen Ramsey breaking it down. All right, so one last thought. I know the team is going to break out some new gear this year, and I know you're going to break out some new Jordan cleats this year. Can you give me a hint or a sense of what they're going to look like?
Oh, man. I wish I could. I really, you know, they I got to design some few pair of cleats this year, and a couple colorways, a couple keys, some very special stuff on the way, some exclusive special edition stuff on the way this year as far as my cleats go. And I don't want to spoil it for people. You really have to stay tuned for this. They've sent some stuff, and it is crazy, just to say the least. It's just crazy, to be honest. So this year is going to be some – you've never seen a player wear what I'm about to wear this year on the football field.
I thought I'd take a shot, and I figured you'd answer it like that. But I know also, look good, feel good, play good. Jalen Ramsey, my guest. Fifth overall pick in 2016. Jalen, great to get caught up, man. I appreciate you, and nice to have you on the show. Let's do it again soon.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me.
Great to have you, Jalen. Thank you. Star. This guy's a straight-up star. I mean, like, a superstar.